Pussy sign was a pussy sign together with the Israel, so then it's not possible. And whereas by other stories it is possible. And here he discusses Ipsum Reise, because by other stories it's possible with Reise. It's for Reise. And here it's only with Ramon. I'm sorry, I'm not it, Pussy, I'm sorry. But Moishin comes with Reise. Not here the Reise mentions the common feature. If a get that was a getition, that was signed by Goyish judges, so it is possible. And by other stories, it is kosher. So by getition, so it is possible to rise. It is possible to rise. Not just absent-mindedly, I said, getish on tkusi. There it's only psul rabon. But stories are bachois. So, v'achoy shel chom nimsul et ra'isim, v'katone, so the Gemara, the teres beinim misire, u'chev el ezer, no marim misire, kar se, that even this psul of ishta, a get ishta, ishta shichu, that was signed by Goyish and judges, so by other stories, including ishta batone, because it didn't marchus et dine, it's kosh, but by get ishta shichu, it's possible, so it's not possible with ra'isim, it's possible with rabbonon. How is it possible with rabbonon? But it, Goyim said it, Goyim apostle is in Reise. The answer is, the Reise is reference to a Getishen Shtashichu that was in Ipsa between Israel and Israel. And it was signed by Goyim. So the Mele, in the Reise, it's kosher because of Mishir Karse. But only the Rabbon is kosher because of Mishir Mishir. V'achoy shal mikom Mishir Reise in Tonesi, you know, it's a terrible Mishir Karse. Don't worry, Mishir Karse. But in Tonesi, Reb Shimon Eimer, Afir and Shalvei, even though the same thing is mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Braise. But after all, this Braise refers to the din of that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mele, since Rav Shimon says Avinu Ksherin, V'omar Rav Zeire, Yoreh Rav Shimon Shidosh Yisrom Beza, Lom Yisrei Kapsi. So Rav Shimon is Machshia, in Gedisho and Shechravodim, that is signed by Goyim, judged by Goyim, so it's only when it's Nimsa B'Nim Sir Yisroel, and it changes to Vokim. So Rav Shimon says that. So the implication being that the Tanekame, the Rabbanon in the Mishneh, Mimele also, the Tanekame of the Braise, because the Braise refers to the Mishneh. So that the Tanekame of the Mishneh and the Braise does not agree with Rav Shimon, and Mimele, so that, and since Rav Shimon is based upon the Shita of Rav Lezer, so the Tanekame, who does not agree with Rav Shimon, does not agree with Rav Lezer. So Mimele, according to Tanekame, if a Getisha or Shtashicho is signed by Goyim, so it's possible to raise it, and still it's mentioned among the common features. That not in the Mishir Karse, so he won't give the Teret, Ike benayah shemis mevoki. Ike benayah shemis mevoki. In other words, that both Tanekame and Rav Shimon both agree with Rabbi Lezer that in the Mishir Karse. But Rav Shimon says that even though with Rabbonon there is a psul of Mishir Yefiteche, but if they nechsim ahem, obvious Goyish names, so then it's not possible, because then we don't have to be gazer, be Muslim, whereas the Tanekame, he holds that with Rabbonon, if they get he signed, if his star is signed by Goyim, even though it's himself the Mesir Yisrael, and even though the Goyim have typical Gentile names, so it's still possible. So Mele, when Tanekame mentions the common features, he only discusses Psul de Rabbanon. He doesn't discuss Psul de Raise. So the Gemara asks the Kashi. V'chazor, now let's go over the Rashi. V'hika lishmo dishom gidnosh shiravodim, bishlem rabbi dom etakantim, lach meilu shibkin lishmo, he hain milch meid,
the
והחולת של רייסי, שנדעי שם כושר, לפי שאין, אינון, ותירזגית קודושית. So Rashi, I mean, it's very strange, but this is the pshat in Rashi. Rashi mentions on top, and here, the reason is why Goy is possible. As an aid by a get or shtash echo, because any material is getting illusion. But that's not all. The only reason, as Stasis point out, a goy is possible like this in Palatia Kule. But that is one of the reasons. Rachmanam, because of Nosa, Mishi, Yeshim Chal Nisi, Yeshim Chal Nisi, Vachem before a very shame, when the Messire must list the Marsh, Mishal Stories of Kubane, Kindikin Messire. But a blessing them in the Messire Kalse, Vinzol Lachtem Beget, Vichikos of Kro, because of Aksimus Agetzi, Viroy Aksimus Idei, who must listen because we see from Israel. Vashminon, so Rashi points it out that if it only involves the Psul Rabbonon, then it, even though it was signed by the Goyish judges, but the text was written by Jews, because if the Goyish judges also wrote the text, so then it's possible. So, Umabirais must listen to Israel. וכי אחשר הבלזר איך נכסים על ניסה לכלל, אפילו כדינו של שיר עם מכסי צמידים חובים. ואומר הבסיר יועד רב שימן, ואחשר במסירה, וכשקוס וסיבר ישראל, מיכלת נקה מסובה לא יקל עשי למסירה, אלא נכסים מבסוי לרייסי. So the Gemara says, no, בואו, אתה נקה מהן רב שימן, agree with רב לזר. But not the מחליקס is in connection with שימס מבוקים. נאי, שימס מבוקים, תלם אתה נקה מבישלו של רב לזר כוי. ומודר הבולו נפסלה, דלמוס למסמך, So here we have that Rashi says that the Gzeira Dil Moslem Mismachalaye consists in the Choshe, maybe, so sometimes they will rely on these signatories and they'll use them as a Misire. They'll use them as a Misire, not as Tesis explained of Dalet, that the Gzeira of Dil Moslem Mismachalaye is. Maybe Bezdin will not know that the signatories are going, and they'll see the shtar. So when the Isha produces such a get, or Ishta Matone, so then Bezdin will rely on the Yerachsim. But Rashi explained it here, no. The Gzeire is, maybe they will be used as an Emisire. Dil Moslem is the Chesmo Meisar Bifneye. Vyoser Abshim Lemeima, אם שמס מבוקים ונכחו ממהם, שישראל נכחו עם איזה שם סלבה אני מסוים תכה, תמיד הרב לעזר, תקולה הו מיד ידי נכחו ממהם. Everybody knows that names like Hormes, Avodine, Bar Shepsoye, Bar Kitre are obviously Goyish names, so the male and no one will be same with them. Then she saw the Muslim and Muslim taken me a blessed clown with them coming. Was the Muslim alive? Let me see. But now the Gemara says, Kashi, how can you say that the price only discusses common features that involve the question of Ipsum with Rabbonon? But the price does not discuss common features that involve a question of Ipsum with Raisi. But Reb Meir says there are four common features. And what is the common feature? The fourth one, Chazore, that's the meaning of the Raise, not the Rabbon. Vo Chazore de Raise, vi Kotone, Eloki Kotone, Milse Lese Vigdushin, Milse Lese Vigdushin, Loi Kotone. In other words, now the Gemara gives another Teretz. And the Kashe, who you can Mechuba Lishmo. So the Teretz is not, Psule de Raise, Loi Kotone, that we can say that in Psule de Raise is Kotone. We have to say that the Psule D'Raisa is Katone. But the Praise only mentions common features that are peculiar to Getisha and Shtar Shicho and are not common to even to Shtar Gdush. But a common feature, something that is common not only to Getisha and Shtar Shicho, but also to Shtar Gdush, then the Praise doesn't count. Now, the Psul of Lishmo applies to Shtar Gdushin also. The Psul of Mechuber applies to Shtar Gdushin also. Now, the Braise mentions before the Nechtam von Nechtam, because before the Nechtam does not apply to Shtar Gdushin. So, but something that is common not only to Getisha and Shtar Shicho, but also Shtar Gdushin, the Braise doesn't mention. So now the Gemara is Chesel from the Teretz, the Braise with the Tone. Enoch Name, the Braise is also a Tone, but only the Raises and the Rabbonons that are peculiar to get Ishon Shtashicho, but are not true of Shtar Dushin. But Lishmo and Mechuber are true of Shtar Dushin as well. Milzen is a big Dushin, like a tone. In other words, so this Gemara, I mean, of course, there are other Gemaras. This Gemara tells us that the Psul of Lishmo applies to Shtar Dushin. The Psul of Mechuber applies to Shtar Dushin. Why? Because of the Hekesh of the Yotz of the Hoyz. Oh, Milzen is a big Dushin, like a tone. Let's see the Rashi. Hoy Gassim. So, Shogun the Melech maybe doesn't apply to Dush. How about Kol Gech Yisro Vit Kusi Echot is kosher? So, that's Ipsul the Rabbonon. And then what? So that is true only of Getishon Shtashichu. Why? How is it that Getishon Shtashichu are more kalt than all other stories? The answer is because by Getishon Shtashichu there is a special derabonon of a Yidim Chesmil Ezebif Nizeh. So the Mele, since one signatory is a Kusi, the other signatory is Yisroel Gomo, and the Yisroel Gomo did not sign except in the presence of the co-signatory, the Kusi. So obviously, he knew that that Kusi was a Kusi Chover, was not an ordinary Kusi, but was a Kusi Chover. So the Yisroel could have signed in the absence of the Kusi. So he didn't know that it was a Kisel. So the only reason as to why it's kosher by Getishon Shtashichu is because there is the Rabbon of Hidaget Nechizm Zel Buzneze. And that the Rabbon of Hidaget Nechizm Zel Buzneze applies only to Getishon Shtashichu. It doesn't apply to Shtar Gush. Weil kusi name in kosher gedush und da achshem git nine tamen kamon in gerecht khis mesel bese was ich mich shtores va khoy is name lese gedush hey khadi ki di sira israel na how about a khoyes but so even according to the terrace of the gemara even though the gemara was khizeya from the terrace the rise of the tone but we still say that when the price mentions a khoyes it is reference to a case when it's signed by Jews but it was Nimsa b'fneidim Sira Yisroel, leader Yisroel. So then it's only possible Rabbonon, because of Zeil the Muslim Mishmachalai. So by Getishon Shtashicho it's possible, but by Gdushin it's not possible, because suppose he'll be saying Mechalai, so then he'll only be Machmir, he will not be Mekir. So this psul of Mizuyev Miteichai doesn't apply to Gdushin. ואחוי ישנם על הסביב דושת, היכן די כדי מסירי ישראל, וגטו שיחו את הגזן ללמוס למסמך עליי, ועצמם צריכים לגיד האחרינה, אבל בקדושן, כיב די מדרייס ומקודשס, מי שמי די מסירי, היא אמרת, אין מקודשס, so there we couldn't say that because of the ללמוס למסמך עליי, it should be considered אין מקודשס, then we would be maker, but we could say, it's אין מקודשס, only מדרבונון, Lechumre, in other words, that if somebody else will be Mikadisha, so she should require another get. But the Chachomim were not misakin that way, because it's Lishchiach that somebody else should be Zeir Kedushin to her. So the Mele, the Psul de Rabbonon doesn't apply to Shtar Dushin. Yeah, but the Kedushin service is Islam. So the Gemara says, Kashi, Vachazor, Gufe is a Kedushin. How can you say that the price only counts common features that are peculiar to Gedishin Shtashichu and do not apply to Shtar Gdushin, but Rameya mentions a fourth common feature between Gedishin Shtashichu, the fact that he can be Chizeya, and that applies to Shtar Gdushin also. Suppose someone will say to Shliach, 10 Shtar Gdushin Zeh Liisha Plenis. He wants to be Mekadisha. And then he'll accept it. And then before the Shliach delivers it to that Isha Plenis, he'll be Chizeh. He'll certainly be able to be Chizeh. He'll certainly be able to be Chizeh. And still it is counted. So we see that the price accounts even common features that are true of Shtar Gdushin also. For Chazal Guf is an illusion. So the Gemara gives a teret, Bishlichas Baal Kocho, the Begira Shinise Uvikdush Les. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Bishlichas Baal Kocho? Kelei ma'adum yedi bitin loy mishkachas lo Vikdush. Doshli azeh mishtalach etzlo, ligarsha Baal Kocho, vichri leheben lishachri al Kocho. Aber Vikdush lo hoyo nase shliach etzli al Kocho. In other words, the price is reference to a case where the Baal, the Odin, says to the Shliach, ten get zeli ishti, or shtar shichu zeli abdi, in a situation where the Isha and the Eved refuse to be divorced or to be mishuch. The price is reference to such a case. So, in such a case, he couldn't visualize the connection with Dushin, because the Baal couldn't tell Ishliach, you give this shtar, Dushin, to this woman, even though she doesn't want to become married to me, because Dushin cannot take effect Baal Koch of the Isha. But the price has reference to a case where the Eved refuses to be Mishuchah, where the Isha refuses to be divorced, and still the Baal says, ten shtashicho ze liavdi, or get ze liishti. So in such a case, we couldn't apply to shtar kedushin, because shtar kedushin baal kocho does not exist. So we see a very big chiddush from this Rashi, that according to Rabbanon, that shtar shichu is ischus. So even if the Eved says, I don't want to be Mishucha, I prefer to be an Eved all my life of this Odin, still the Odin can tell someone, you be Zeiche in this Tashichu of my Eved, even though he doesn't want to be Mishucha. In other words, by Schus, we say Zochel Odom Shalei Bifono Avim Baal Koch. Now, it's a price in Foreshes, in Borbasche, that if someone is mizakeh matone to another person, he can do it. In other words, Reuven can say to Shimon, now this gemore that belongs to me, you pick it up and you be zeche for Levi. And Levi is zeche. But suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you be zeche in this gemore for Levi. Then Levi hears about it. Levi says, I don't want any gifts from Reuven. So then it's retroactively bought. So that's a gemore before Eshes, before Basre. In Bo Basre, that he say, "Amizakel chaveri v'omah halo yefshi lo yzochabe." So that means there is no zoch lo nishol b'fonov baal kochei. When do we say zoch lo nishol b'fonov? Minastam. So minastam we say zoch lo b'fonov. But if the beneficiary, the one who is the recipient of that zchus, when he finds out, says, "No, I don't want it," so it's botl mevutl lemafreya. So how can Rashi say that the price has reference to a case where the Odin says to the Shliach, you ten shtar shichu ze le'avdi, even though he is screaming, he doesn't want to be Mishuchar, but I want to be Mishachar him anyway. And then according to the Rabbanon, that it is chus, so he becomes Mishuchar. How can we apply a loche of Zoch Lon Shal Bifono or Baal Koch? So that's Tezis Kash. Now let's see the cases. And it seems as it superficially it appears that Tesis is certainly right, as it opposite. It appears that Tesis is right, superficially, and then there's a Gemara Meforeshet, Kav Matone, Hamizak Lechaveri, Vomer Aloi Efshi. So how does Tesis explain the Gemara? V'nire kipir shrach, t'chim di bevet v'isho ikeshliches, v'al kol chahavamine di yochei larzen, t'chim di boi ha'ashliach, כי לבוא להיות דומה, כאילו שיכולים להגיד, אבל קדושין די בעל כוח, פשיטי לחייזר, ומילצה דלסה בקדושין, מילצה דלסה בקדושין, ולגמור אסס, מילצה דלסה בקדושין לא יבטוני, and it's only מילצה דלסה בקדושין, היינה דלסה חידש בקדושין. So in other words, when the Gemara says that Milse de Lesa Bikdushin Kotone, Milse de Bikdushin Kotone, so Milse de Lesa Bikdushin Kotone, it means, that something that is less a Chiddush Bikdushin. So in other words, you do not have to, so the price mentions Chazore, because Chazore by Gedushin is a double poshut that he can be chizer. Where is it a chidesh? By Getish on Shtashicho. Because Getish on Shtashicho, so if the Odin would give the directly the get, the Shtashicho, into the hand of the Isho, the Eved, then it would be chal. So maybe one could have his Al-Gedaitoch, maybe he cannot be chizer. He cannot be chizer, because since he could do it balkoch of the isha, balkoch of the eved, so if he gave it to the shliach and he told the shliach to be zeicher for them, so he cannot be chizer. He cannot be chizer. Even if it's not his chus, he cannot be chizer. One could argue that way. So kamashmo, mashenki by kedushin, so it's a double poshut that he can be chizer. This is how he Tesis explained it. Because leisti the shalom balkocho va'arba filo rabba. So in other words, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes as to whether, according to Rabbono, that shtashicho is a schus, whether one can be mizaki to the eved balkocho yodevet. According to Rashi, yes, and according to Tesfes, not. Now, so Rashi has to be explained on the basis of svore, and then it's more before Rashi's got matoni. But there is another Rishon who agrees with the Shita of Rashi. Rashi is not the only one who says that. And that is the Rashba in Gdushin, in his Chidushim, and the Sugye, that from Gimel there in Gdushin. So the Rashba says, Bilui di Mistapine. So he says that by Shtar Shichu, by Shtar Shichu, so even Balkor Chayor David, the Odin can be Mizaki by Shtar Shichu, to them. But, so the Rashba is the Kashi, the Rashba is the Kashi, but there is a Gemara before Reshes in Basre, Gabi Matone, the thief, Omar Haloi Efshi, so we know he's a Chabo. So he says, Matone is different, because Matone on an ideal level is not his schus, it's a Chayim. Because saying Matone is Yechim, it's not on an ideal level, so Matone is a Chayim, it's not his schus, but unfortunately, people are not in that Madrege, it's Nafshi Shalodo Machmadoso. So Mimele, because of that, Matone also becomes a schus. Even though Mitzadatzmo, it's a chayv. Same Matone Tzich. But people are not on that level. So Mimele, it is a schus. But if, so it is a schus as long as it's not determined that this recipient of the Matone is at a higher level. But if the recipient of the Matone, when he finds out, he says, I don't want. So then, it's igloye milsel mafreya that vis-a-vis that person, it's not his chus. Vis-a-vis that person, it's not his chus. So mele, it's bottle mafreya. Masheiki shichor is misad atzme his chus. On an ideal level, it's his chus. So if it is his chus na idea level, so even if he screams, I don't want to be mishucha, but it's still his chus, then he has another kasha. But geirus is certainly his chus na idea level. Mitzadat zmei, not because of nafshi shalot and machmadoso. And the Gemara says, daf yudale finksuves, geirkot madbila sardaz bezin. Why? Because it's his chus. But igdilu yechel limcheis. Why? Because if when they grow up, they decide that they don't want to be Jewish. So Mele, it's Balkoche. But according to the Rashba, if it's Ischus Gomu, something that is Mitzadatzni Ischus, so even Balkoche, we apply the Aloche of Zochman Sholfonov, so he says, Geirus is different, even though Geirus is Ischus Mitzadatzni, but Geirus cannot take effect Bal kochei of the ger. So the mele, since geirus cannot take effect, bal kochei of the ger, so the mele, geirus cannot, in bal kochei, we don't apply the aloche of zoch modem sholifonov. Because it's bal kochei. Masheik in shicho can take effect bal kochei. Suppose he would hand over the shicho to the eved directly. Bal kochei. So then the shicho would be chal. So the mele al the ischiye, he can also be chal. Now the question arises, so why did the Rashbo have to say, when he asked the kashe for matone, why did he have to say, because matone is not ischus mitzadatzme, even if matone would be ischus mitzadatzme, but matone too, you cannot transfer something to another person, bal kocho. The only thing that can be transferred bal kocho is getish. So, in other words, if we don't say like the Ktzeit, so we have to say that's the Ktzeit HaKosov. But anything else, you cannot force a person to acquire title in something he doesn't want to acquire title. So why did Rashbo have to say that the reason is why Matone Bal Kocho don't apply the Aloch HaBzochim is because it's not a Schus Mitzadatzme, it's only because Nafshon Machm Kosov. Even if it had been a Schus Mitzadatzme, so we have to say Inochaname. So that Kashi is raised. But we have to say Inochaname. But, so, there are two Terutzim as to why Matone Bal Kochei, so he's ineffective. One is because Matone cannot take effect Bal Kochei. And the other one is because Matone is not a schus mitzadatzme. So it is obvious that Rashi Shite is like the Rashbo. And Teisves is chelik hamet. Now let's see another Rashi. Upachin on chazor egufi isa migdushin. Shi mosa ashtar gushin mishluchim. Virotzo larzer yechilzim. Dein kan schus zulo. Dioso lo akule alme. So Rashi says, "Chazor in kufi yisem mikdushin. Shimos hashtar kdushin mishluchim. Virotzo la'arze chayze. Dein kan schusulo. Deoso la'akul ha'omi." So why does Rashi say by kdushin we don't apply the aloche of zochin? Lord, don't show you front of the isha because kdushin is not a schus for the woman. It's not a schus. She becomes also to the whole world. The implication being that if Kedushin had been a schus to the woman, then we could apply the aloche of Zoch Modin Shol Yifonov by Kedushin too. Now, that seems contrary to the Chiddush of the Ktzeis HaChishon, Siman Reish Mem Gimel, and the Ivek Yehoshua, Siman Chof Gimel. That's Rabbi Zlachari. So they both say, and also the Mekeres HaMishneh, in Perik Aleph of Hilchas Geirashin. So they all say that we only say Zoch in Lo'odom Shol Yifonov, but not Zochin Meyod. On the basis of Zochin, we can be Mizake, someone, that someone should acquire title in something. But suppose someone has a certain chayfetz, a piece of merchandise, and let's say the price of that piece, of that commodity, so is going to decline in a few days. Let's say he's a bookie in the stock market and he knows that the price in the course of a month, the price will decline from $1,000 to $100. And he's a friend of the owner of that commodity. So, and the owner of that commodity happens to be, I don't know, somewhere on the moon. He cannot reach him. So he wants to be mizake, to sell it to someone, and there are many customers. There are many customers who are willing to buy it at the price of $1,000. It certainly is chus, because if he will not sell it, so then in another month, so it will decline. So it's definitely chus. There is no doubt that it is chus. Usually, if you try to be mizake to sell for someone, so you can say it's not his chus. He doesn't want to give up ownership. But in such a case, so it's definitely schus. So the Ktzeis HaChishon, Siman Reish Mem Gimel says, we cannot apply the aloha of Zochin Lodin Shel Yifonov, because you only say Zochin Leyodon. On the basis of Zochin, you can invest someone with title. But you cannot, we do not say Zochin Leyodon. You cannot divest title from someone. Even, oh, now, the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach, he says to the contrary. He says that if the owner of Chometz happens to be Medina Sayam, and it's Erev Pesach, so a friend of his can sell his chometz to the goy because it's a schus for him. When he comes back from Medina Sayam, he will not be able to use it. It will be chometz of all of Pesach. So the Mogen Avraham says that we do say Zochim Meyodom. But the Ktesach Hirishin says we do not say Zochim Meyodom. It's a machleki between the Mogen Avraham and the Ktesach Hirishin. Now, so from this Rashi, it's a Raya, not like the Ktesach Hirishin. Why? Because, in other words, according to the Ktesach Hirishin, we only say Zochim Omsolfonov, Ligabi Das Kede, not Ligabi Makne. By Kedushin, the issue is the Makne. She's Makne herself to the Baal. The Baal is Kede. Acquires a Kiyanisa in her. The Baal is the Kene. She is the Makne. She is the Das Makne. So it's Zochim Meyodom. So why does Rashi have to say the business why you don't apply the Aloch of Zochim? Because it's a detriment to her. She becomes Hosea. Even if it hadn't been a detriment, we don't say Zochim Meyodom. So it's a Raya from Rashi that we do say Zochim Meyodom. But what the Sechishin says is probably the Shita of the Rashbo in the Dorim Daf Lamed Vav.
It's kosher. So, more as a kasher, and according to Rameya, there is a fourth common aspect, that it's a chayim, that is yochelav. So you more ask, but there is a fourth one, according to Rabbanon, the fifth one according to Rameya, in other words, Lishmo. So that is common, to get shichro and to get isho, and it doesn't apply to other stories. So, Bishleim and Rabbe, the Vernachtam is based upon Lishmo, so it's included Melech Meili, El Robbe, so Vernachtam is not based upon Lishmo, only upon Ki Meili. So Mele, Lishmo is not mentioned, so why doesn't he mention another common feature between Getish and Shtashichu? Visu Bele Rabbe Bele Robbe, Hoyikem Chuba. So from this Gemara, that was Tesis mentioned the Raya from this Gemara that for the Nechtam, according to Rabbi, is only based upon the Psul of Lishmo, not upon other Psul. Because the Gemara says, Bil Rabbi, Bil Rabbi, Yikim Chub. So the Kashi is, why doesn't the Braisa mention Lishmo and the Chuber? So the Gemara gives a Teres, Ki Kotone Psul and Rabbonon, the Raisa Loi Kotone. So in other words, the Braise only mentions common features in Getisho and Shtashicho that involves Ipsul de Rabbonon. But common features in Getisho and Shtashicho that involve Ipsul de Raise, the Braise doesn't mention. So more as a kashe, v'achoyisho v'chovim, Ipsul de Raise hu v'kotone. Here, the Braise mentions one of the common features is that by Getisho and Shtashicho, so if an Eid Kusi is signed, one Eid Kusi is signed together with the Yisroel, so then it's not possible. And whereas by Adashtores it is possible. And here he discusses Ipsul de Raise, because by Adashtores it's possible with Raise. It's possible with Raise. And here it's only with Rabbanon. I'm sorry, I'm not Eid Kusi, I'm sorry. V'achoy shel yichon b'psul de Raise. Not here the Braise mentions the common feature. If a get that was a getisho, a shtachshicho that was signed by goyishe judges, so it is possible. And by other stories, it is kosher. So by getisho and shtachshicho, so it is possible to Raise. It is possible to Raise. Not just absent-mindedly, I said, get changed on it, Kusi. There it's only Psul de Rabbonon. But Shtore Seyud Vachoyz. So, Vachoyz Shul Chom Nipsul de Reis, Yuli Kotone, so the Gimoyim de Teres, Beilin Misire, Uchel Velez Adom Arini Misire, Karse, that even this Psul of Ishtar, a get issue, Ishtar Shichu, that was signed by Goyishe judges, so by other stories, including Shtalatone, because of Dine Malchus and Dine. It's kosher. But by Getish, Shtar Shichu, it's possible. So it's not possible with Raise, it's possible with Rabbanon. How is it it's possible only with Rabbanon? But if Goyim signed it, Goyim Apostle is with Raise, the answer is, the Raise is reference to a Getish and Shtar Shichu that was in Nimsa between Israel and Israel. And it was signed by Goyim. So the male with the Raise it's kosher because of Mizrahi Karse, but only with Rabbanon it's possible because of Mizrahi. V'achoy shal yichon b'psul de Raise b'tones, v'gmog it's a terer b'mizrahi chablezer, domar in Mizrahi Karse. V'm tones seife, Reb Shimon Eimer, afilu k'sheiri, even though the same thing is mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Braise. But after all, this Braise refers to the din of that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mele, since Rav Shimon says Avinu Ksherim, V'omar Rav Zeire, Yorav Rav Shimon Shidosh Yisrom Bezal, Rav Zeire Karsi. So Rav Shimon is Machshia, in Gedisho and Shechravodim, that is signed by Goyim, she judge by Goyim, so it's only when there are, it's names of Rav Zeire Yisroel, and it's Shemes Mivokim. Shemes Mivokim. So Rav Shimon says that. So the implication being that the Tanekame, the Rabbanon, in the Mishneh, Mimele also, the Tanekame, of the Braise, because the Braise refers to the Mishneh. So that the Tanekame of the Mishneh and the Braise does not agree with Rav Shimon. And Mimele, so that, and since Rav Shimon is based upon the Shita of Rav Lezer, so the Tanekame, who does not agree with Rav Shimon, does not agree with Rav Lezer. So Mimele, according to Tanekame, if Getisha or Shtashicho is signed by Goyim, so it's possible to raise it, and still it's mentioned among the common features. That not in the Misericase, so you want to tell it, Ike benaye shemis mevoki. Ike benaye shemis mevoki. In other words, that both Tanekame and Rav Shimon both agree with Rabbi Lezer in the Misericase. But Rav Shimon says that even though with Rabbanon there is a psul of misui of teche, but if they dechsim obvious goyish names, so then it's not possible, because then we don't have to be gezer b'lo mosel mishnachalaye. Whereas the Tanekame, he holds that with Rabbonon, if the get is signed, if Ishtar is signed by goyim, even though it's himself the Mesir Yisrael, and even though the goyim have typical Gentile names, so it's still possible. So Mele, when Tanekame mentions the common features, he only discusses Psul and Rabbanon. He doesn't discuss Psul and Raise. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Vochazor, now let's go over the Rashi. Vohika lishmo di shom gitno shishra vodim. Bishlem rab do betakaltim. Lachmei yushim kim lishmo. Hi, hain milachmei. Boy, you can be chuber and pass up the wine, as in Kosmo Nosan, which you know, like Simon is seen, you're the Jews at Tite, Vishiro, come on, no. So if Rabbana made a Chamei, Rabbana Yatzach, we mean for Nerda, it could see possible. We are Medaik from Russia, two aloches, two basic aloches. First of all, we saw that Russia agrees with the Shita of the Raja when we do Shita from Gimel, that if it is Chuz Gomo, so then we can apply the aloha of Zochlon Shalifono of Yim Balkoch. That's one aloha. But that has its limitations. Only two limitations. One limitation is only if it is Chuz Gomo. What it means Chuz Gomo? Chuz Gomo means that it is a Chuz on its own, on an ideal level, it is Chuz. Matone is not a Chuz on an ideal level. Matone really on an ideal level is a Chayv. It's a big Chayv to accept gifts. But people are not in the Madrege to have this kind of attitude. So Mimele, but if a person does understand and he refuses to accept the Matone, so Mimele, it's not his chus. But where it is his chus gomo, like Shicho, Mitzad Atzme is chus. On an ideal level, it's his chus. So even Bal Koche, it's considered his chus. And we can apply the aloche of Zochlon Shalifonov, even Balkoch, of the beneficiary. Then there is another limitation, because Geirus is also a schuz mitzad atzmei. I mean, that's the biggest schuz mitzad atzmei on an ideal level. But Higdil Yechel Limchis. So the answer is, over there we cannot say Zochlon Shalifonov Balkoch, because there is a special aloche that Geirus is not Chal Balkoch. Mashenke, by Shicho can take effect Balkoche. Suppose the Odin himself would hand over the Shtal Shicho to the Eved. Even if he doesn't want to be Mishucha, he can be Mishucha. So Mele, he can be Mizake al-Dishliach also. But
Many Rishonim, if not most Rishonim, are chilek on the Rashi Shita. But Rashi Shita appears to be in accordance with the Rashi Shita. And Tesves is chilek. That's one aloha that we are midayik from the Rashi. Then we are midayik another aloha from the Rashi that is contrary to what the Ktzei says, the Simen Resh Mem Gimel, what Rabbi Yisrael Harif says in Ebek Yerushua, Simen Chof Gimel, and what the Mekemes HaMishneh says in Perek Aleph Milchas Gerashim, they all say the same thing. I mean, that's called by Achreinim, I mean, it's called Zochin Leodom Amrinom, Zochin Meodom Loyamrinom. Now, the Mogen Avrom, Milchas Pesach, is explicitly chilek on the chite, and he holds that Zochin Meodom also Amrinom. And he says that if somebody, let's say, has chometz, and he happens to be Medina Zayam, so a friend of his can sell Erev Pesach the chometz to a goy. This is Zochin Meodom. In other words, it's not that he through Zochin, he invests a certain person with title, but he divests title from a certain person through Zochin. He divests the title that the Jew had in the chometz. So, since it is chus, so normally we do not say it. Normally we do not say it that because it's not a schus. What kind of a schus is it? If it's a matone, it's a schus. Because he has nothing to lose, everything to gain, a matone. And even though a matone is here, but most people are not on that level. So melee is everything to gain, nothing to lose. So it's a schus. But to take away a chifetz from a person, that's not a schus. That is schus. But in the case of chometz, Erev Pesach, then it's definitely a schus. Because it will be also banoi. It will be also banoi. So the Mogavon paskins that it, you can do it. According to the Ktzeis, you couldn't do it. Now, so we saw from this Rashi that Rashi does not agree with the Ktzeis Chiddush. Because Rashi says, why can't we say Zochin Ligabi the Isho? If the Mikadesh says to Ishliach, if the Mikadesh says, Tein Shtarkdushin Ze Li Isho Plainis, whom wants to be Mikadesh, so then he can be Chayzer. So Rashi says, he cannot be Zeichin Ligdushin for the Isho, because Gdushin is not his Chuz, it's a Chayv, she becomes also a Kulaal. The implication being that if Gdushin had been his chus, so then he could be Zeichet for the Ishe. The Gdushin is for the Ishe. But she's the Das Makne. She's the Das Makne. He is the Kene in Gdushin. So he's the Das Makne. So Mimele, how? So even if it had been his chus, you should still say, we still couldn't say Zochin, and Rashi bases it exclusively upon the fact that the income schusulo do also akula alme umshumai shtogim is chayim in itself. So it's a raya from this Rashi that he rejects the chiddush of the tzitz. There is a big simen in Achiezer, Chaim Ezer, and he also, I mean, he's masik on the tzitz chiddush. But the tzitz chiddush, while from Rashi it appears that he doesn't agree with it, but the Rashbo in Idorim apparently agrees with that Chiddush. The Gemara that from Edvora Mebeis, the first line in Idorim, has na bay I boyu hatere mishale al shel khavere sorir daite oiloy oiloy. So if someone is tere mishale al shel khavere, it does he can he do it shloim mit internet mi amrin un kim dis khuseloy loy tsor das odil mo mit vedelay vinikhle le mab. So the Gemara has an abaye, two alternatives. In other words, can Shimon use his own peres in using his own peres as trumo on the crop of Reuven? Now, Reuven doesn't lose anything because his peres become misuken, and whose peres are declared as trumo? are they taken away? His own. So he has everything to gain and nothing to lose, Reuven. So he's Ochel Odom Shaloi Bifonov. Oidil Mono. It has an element of detriment of Chayv. Because maybe Reuven wants to be Mikayim the mitzvah himself. He doesn't want that somebody else should have the mitzvah. He should have the mitzvah on his pairs. So mainly it's not his. The question arises, why does the Gemara ask the Abaye only in connection with a Terem Shalei al Shalchaveire? Terem Shalei al Shalchaveire, why doesn't the Gemara ask the same question in regard to Terem Shalchaveire al Shalchaveire? After all, if we don't say, So then he should be able not only to be Terei Mishalei al Shalchaveire, Mishalchaveire al Shalchaveire too. Shimon should be able to take off Truma from Reuven's Peres as Truma and the Peres. He can't avoid it. So there are some Rishonim who say that in regard to Mishalchaveire al Shalchaveire, there is no Shaila. That he cannot do it. Why? Because it's certainly not considered as a source. It's certainly not considered as a source. Why? Because maybe Reuven wants to patter to be misake in the Kri with Chitachas. After all, there is a loche. Chitachas, Chitachas is a Kri. So maybe David, he becomes misuke. Maybe this is what Reuven wants to do. So maybe it's not considered as a source. Masheinke, Mishalei. So in other words, so he is mafsit. Reuven, I mean, all the parents over and above the Chita Achas, from Chita Achas till Achas Mishishim or Achas Mechamishim or Achas Me'aboyim, whatever is Bafos. So it's certainly not considered Shus. But when it's Mishalei al Shaveirei, then he's not Mafsit Reuven anything. On the contrary, he is everything to gain. So then it's a Shal. The Rashbo raises the same question. And the Rashbo, why does the Gemara only raise the question in connection with Mishalei al Shalchaveire, not in connection with Mishalei al Shalchaveire? And the Rashbo doesn't give that teretz. He doesn't give that teretz. He gives another teretz. Hodei boilu, hatirim shalei ashal chaveire, tzor adas eloi, mi amrim akim nisruz olai lezorich, kashali, hoshlich eslav mi din di nichalei, oi loi nichalei, elok zeres akose, di maatem li datchem, avshulchachem li datchem, vitega lach, shareim ala chaveire tzeim utreim li, vohol achomot zitorum, imam doom achazok kein shlei achisish lechusei, amrim abrish perikam lechumum, sheini torum, di dil min eshachin nishoma, Viholach Vitoram, Rachmuna Omar, Atem Gamatem, Matem Lidatrem, Absulchem Lidatrem, Vavagab, Dosem Nichali, Shetikne Eskirye, Vieshleim, Aditerem Shalay al Shavere Shani, Dilipinon Shluchel Daite, Elo Biterem Shal Balakri al Balakri, Avon Biterem Shalay al Balakri, Kim Shaini Shal Balakri, Lubinon Shlechusi Mamish, Vena Dovotolo El Yisrusoloi, Vizoch Nodem Shalay Fonoi, Oilav Srusoloi, Dimitri Navshi Odefle. So the Rashba says, that in connection with Mishal Havir al Shal Havire, so then there is no Shaila. No Shaila that he couldn't do it. In other words, even if it would be Yisrus, let's say, no, I mean, or I better it, maybe he wants to patter it, Bechito Achas. Suppose we know that this man, this Jew, always, I mean, in the course for 50 years, he has always been Mafrish Trumo Ba'al Yofit, Echon Mabri. So we know, I mean, that he is not the type of a person who wants to reduce, you know, the truma to a minimum. He always is mafkis by yove. So even in such a case, we couldn't say. But then again, you can say that, in other words, when can we there is another teretz that we could say, besides the teretz, that is also mentioned. That the one teretz that is mentioned, that the Gemara doesn't have any abaye in connection with Atirim Shachavir al Shachavir, because that's definitely not his chus, because maybe he wants to patter it with the Chita Achas.
But then there's another teretz mentioned. The Gemara, even in connection with Mishaliyah Shachamere, the Gemara has an alternative. Maybe it's not ischus, because mitzvah delayiv in yichalil mehebdei, some in mele. But there is another alternative. Since it's ischus, he has everything to gain, some in mele, it remains ischus, in spite of, so we do not say that he wants himself to do the mitzvah. Some in mele, when can there be a suffix? Maybe he himself, maybe he doesn't want himself to do the mitzvah, and he prefers that somebody else should be mafrish when he has to gain. But if it's mishachavira, shachavira, so what does he gain? So what kind of a favor does Shimon do him? On the contrary, he deprives him of the mitzvah, bigufe. So in such a case, there are no two alternatives. When does the Gemara have two alternatives? If it's mishaleh al shachavira. But if it's mishachavira, shachavira, so the Baal HaKri gains nothing. So the fact that he is deprived of being mikayim the mitzvah begufe, that in itself is a detriment. The Gemara considers that svara as an alternative, even in connection with Mishaleh al Shechavere. But in connection with Mishalchavir al Shechavere, so it goes without saying that mitzvah delay you be nechalonet. But the Rashba doesn't say that. So that the Rashba says that in connection with Shechavira Shechavere, then it doesn't make any difference, schus or not schus, even if it's a schus. So we know it's nichale. So he mentions the example. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, go and be mafrish trumo on my crop. And then Levi overheard it. So then, and Shimon didn't do it. Even though he was appointed explicitly by Reuven to be mafrish, a trumo and maizres on the crop of Reuven, Shimon didn't fulfill his shliches, but Levi overheard it. So Levi was mafrish. So then the Gemara says that the trumo is no trumo, even though we know that he wants he should be mafrish. The answer is, since there is a loche of atem gamate, the rabbi mate says to the rabbi shulchachem, so mele it requires explicit shlichus, and if he was, since Levi was not explicitly appointed as a shliach, so he cannot do it. But the question is, how about the halachah of Zachlon Shul Bifonov? The answer is, that's the pshat in the Rashba. Here, the Rashba shiti here is that we do not say Zochim Leyodom, we only say Zochim Leyodom. So, Mimele, in the case of Mishaleyal Shachavirei, then it doesn't take away anything from Reuven. It doesn't display anything. He just gives him. He's misaken his crop, that's all. And he doesn't take away. Even the chitachas, he doesn't take away from his crop. So mele, the shiny is it a schus or is it not a schus? But if it is a schus, so he applied the aloche of Zohan Shalifonov. Mashenkim shchavira shchavere, then it's zochim meyodom. We do not say zochim meyodom. But if he's explicitly designated a shliach, then there's a loch of shliches. But we do not apply the aloche of Zohar and Shulchan. So that's probably the pshat. That's probably the pshat in the Rashi. So in other words, and that question is whether there is a aloche, whether we say Zohim Meyodom or we don't say Zohim Meyodom, there is a machlekes between Rashi here and the Rashi. All right. Now, the Rashi, there is a certain stire in the Rashi in connection with Mizuyah Mitir. Now, Teisves Davdalet mentioned that the reason as to why Mizuyah Mitir is possible in the Rabbanon, because if, let's say, the Shtar has a dechsime, let's say, craving, Hayim Atante Dav Echsime Aleish. And it is Nimsab, it is Israel, so it's possible. Why? Because Dilma also Mismachalai. What is Dilma also Mismachalai? Maybe the Mikabel Matone, who has Ishta Matone, the signatories of which are craving, two brothers, and it was Nimsab, it is Israel, maybe he'll produce it before Besdin, he'll present it for Besdin, and Besdin will not know that these two signatories are brothers in law to each other. So the Mele Bezdin will be made to the Sode on the basis of that shtar, even though it's Gedin, because the fact is
The fact is, we know that it was Nimzav Nidim Sil Yisrael, but still, Eil Asiskin, Aval Pisha Dover Emes, Eil Asiskin will be discussion. Will be discussion. So that's the halacha. In other words, we're not allowed to act on the basis of a poseleides, even though it's Emes. So that's probably what is said as it involved. Probably the Gemara in Shuas, the Flamed Aleph, the Gemara in Shuas Eidus, the Gemara says, Minayin leid, she yedea b'chaveire ishu posl, she osea leitztarif hinei, ulohoi yedei des emes, she nemen dvashekat yoch. Let's say, suppose Ruvein saw that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And Yehuda also saw it. But Ruvi knows that Yehuda is a Rosh, but nobody else knows it. He cannot puzzle him, because that to puzzle him ladies, he requires 280. And Ruvin is the only one who knows that Yehuda is a Ganef, he's a Malvibribis, and so on. So the halacha is, the question is, can Ruvein join Yehuda in testifying that Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon? So he could say yes, why not? After all, he knows that Yehuda is testifying the truth together with him. So it's halacha minayin lechavei cheyedea b'chavei reishu post shu rosh shu gazlin. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Shu gazlin. Shu rosh alitztarev imei shenem aval drashe katirah. So that comes within midrash katirah. That's a special halacha. Special halacha. So in other words, we are not allowed to be meitzimomim on the basis of a nidus that is al b'din posel, even though it's emes. So memele vishda matone. Without any misira, it's possible. It is only valid because of the misira. But if the Mekabel Matone will present that Shtar Matone that has the signatories craving, so then Besdin will not require that he should produce Eidi Misira who will testify orally. But Besdin will take it for granted that Eidi Misira, Eidi Chsime themselves actually, they wouldn't know that they are brothers-in-law. So Mele, the Chachomim puzzled that even with any misir. Because Dil Noslem Mismechalaye without any misir. This is how Teisves explains the Psul of Mizim Techid Abdalat. Now, Rashi, Dach Tesom Beis, when he says like this, V'rablezer idom ha'idim misir ekaz, ve'im tzolch lachtem iget, v'chri kosav kro v'kos v'achse v'saget k'sir v'achse v'sineid, ומאסליס משקוס ויסיפה ישראל, ואשמינו מאסליס מילר בזה מזוים תייחי, מרסים מסעידים פסולים שהוא פוסט, ויעבו גם תיקי עכשיו עם מסירה, ואי פסולים דרבונו, מסירה דיום עושה למסמך עליי, בלו יגיד מסירה. So doesn't the lotion of Rashi indicate, like Tesis Pshat, that the drabono on the Gzeira is not dil me osel mitzmech alaye, he'll choose the Mesei Misire. But maybe he'll rely on the Shtar without the Misire, like Tesis Adale. This is what Rashi says. Vayim shulim rabbonon. Gzeire dil mosel mismechalaya belo yedim misire. Vichi achshar ablezer eichad mechsim al isad eklal. But if the arid echsime and the arid misire, so then it's mosel rabbonon because of gzeire. Maybe bezn will be sameich and the arid echsime without the misire. Like Teisves, davdalet. But let's see Rashi dafyut. Rashi dafyut says yikim benayi shemis mevokim. Tell him that he came with his tosi to Rabbi Zakoi, who made Rabbi Nono the pasuk. Dil beosel mismach, ach sumin ubeisre bifneim, veosel rabshim el meima im shemes mivokim dem kichovim heim, she Yisrael nikroim beis shemes labahim mizuyef mitechei. The made Rabbi Zakoi the kol al meyade dem kichovim heim, veosel mismach alaye belo yedim misir, belo yedim misir. So he says. Oh, made Rabbi Nono the pasuk. Dilma ose limismach achsumin, kolim atanekame bishitos in Rabbi Zakoi, umid rabbonu mu de pasla. Dilma ose limismach achsumin mu meisri bifneim. So here I mention another time, not the time of Teisves Davdalet. Maybe Bezdin will rely on the Idachsime without the Idachsire being produced before Bezdin. But maybe people will use the Eidech Sime. They'll think that the Eidech Sime are Ksherim, and they'll use them as Eidech Sime. So it's a new time. that we also have Shimon Meima, Im Shemis Mevokim, the Vikichovi Mei, Shein Yisroel Nikroim Beis Hashemes, Labayin Mizuif Ntechei, the Meimer Abbas and Kol Almi Yadil Vikichovi Mei, we will also miss Mechalaye, Biloi Eidim Yisrael. So again, I mean, isn't Rashi, says on himself, here, on Tachtes, Omud Beis, so he says, Vichir Achshar Abbas, Arechem Lechsim Alisi Deklau, but if the Ari Dechsim Epsulim, so it's Psalm the Rabbanim Zerat Vilmos Mechalaya below Yidim Zerat. And then, when he explains Rav Shimon, he again emphasizes that, in other words, there is no Choshe of Limis Mechalaya below Yidim Zerat. But when he explains the Tanakame, so there he emphasizes, oh, Vilmos Limis Mechachsumim Ul Meisrei Bifneye. So is that his theory? So it appears from this Rashi, I think, I mean, this is the obvious pshat of Rashi. I mean, there couldn't be any other pshat. Otherwise, Rashi says it himself. First he says, Dilmos l'mismach alaye, below the misere klal. Then he mentions, Dilmos l'mismach ul'meisre bifneyem. And then again he says, the gzeire is Dilmos l'mismach alaye. What is it? Why is it fluctuating? So it appears that according to Rashi, so they are both talking. But according now, on that point is the machlekes between the Tanakame and Rav Shimon. Both Tanakame and Rav Shimon both agree that there is a psul of mizuyef techet. But the machlekes between Tanakame and Rav Shimon is in regard to the case where the signatories have shemes mevokim, when it's obvious on its face that they are psulim, they are going. When it's obvious on its face that they are psulim, that they are going. So then Tanakame says, if in such a case there is a psul of mizuyef techei, and Rav Shimon says, in such a case there is no psul of mizuyef techei. So Mimele, Rashi, they are both time. According to Tanakame, we have both time, both examples. According to Rav Shimon, we have only one gzere. The gzere, maybe he'll rely on the dechsime without producing the misire. Mashenke dekom tanekame, so that's two gzeres. One gzere is maybe he'll rely on the dechsime themselves without producing the misire. And according to Rav Shimon, and another gzere according to tanekame is even when there is no choshe, maybe he'll rely. Maybe Bezdin will rely on the Dechsime without producing any Misire. But maybe people, common people who don't know any Alochis, so will rely upon the Dechsime and they'll use them as a Misire. So that's the reason as why Tanakame and Rav Shimon Achir. Because as far as the Choshe, maybe Bezdin, the Tesis mentioned Abdalen, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Dechsime without requiring the Baal Ashtar to produce any Misire. So as far as that choshe is concerned, so it's only shayach if it's not shemis mevokim. So then, Bezdin themselves might make a mistake. But if it's shemis mevokim, like humes, avudine, bashipsoye, bakitre, bati, noki, mune, the Gemara mentions the names that are typically Gentile names. So memele, if the Mikabel Matone will produce such a star, and then on the star assigned such people with names of whom is Abudine, Shipsoye Batu, Naki. So Mimele Bezdin will know. And Edimisira also produced. So Bezdin will know, I mean, that we cannot rely on the star itself. And Bezdin will tell the Baal Ashtar, the Tivis Ashtar, you produce it in Misira. So what should be Cheshesh? Maybe a month later, he'll go to another Bezdin and will not produce it in Misira. And the other Bezdin will make a mistake and will recover the field on the base of the star. The other Bezdin is not blind. They'll also see names like Naki and Batu. So they also know they are going. So there is no choshe. So Mimele, in case of Shemis Mivoki, that choshe may be Bezdin Maybe Besden will rely on the Idachsine and will not require that the Yisira be produced in Besden to testify orally. It's not Shayach. And that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon is Matia, is Machshia, B'Shem is Mivokim. Because according to Rav Shimon, the only Gzeira is Dilme Osel Misnachalai and Idachsine without producing the Yisira. So B'Shem is Mivokim, we don't have such a chash. But the Tanekame passes even in such a case. Why? Because of Gzeire, Shemes Mivokim, or to Shemes Shele Mivokim. So, but in respect to whom can we have such a chash that if we allow Shemes Mivokim, so then people will legitimize, will declare Shame walking also as legal, as legitimate. Common people, not Bezdin. Bezdin will never make such a mistake. Bezdin will never equate an aid who has a typically Gentile aid. Bezdin will never equate an aid who has a name that could be Jewish and not Jewish with an aid who has a typically Gentile aid. Bezdin will never make that mistake. Just people, common people might make the mistake. So, in order that Bezin should rely on the Idachsime without producing the Messiah, without the Messiah being produced, so Bezin has to make the mistake. Bezin will never make such a mistake. But there is another Zera. If we allow Shemi Shemi Mavoki, so then there's another Zera. Maybe Dilme Osel Mismachabayu Meisri Bifneyen. And then, so that is not Mosot to Bezni, that's Mosot to people. So the Balivorim themselves, there is a Shosh in the Balivorim themselves, if we allow Vishtar, so then, in another case, they will use the same, maybe, as in Mesira too. It's all, I mean, Bezni declared it as good, as valid. So, they are competent aiding. Why can't they be used as a misire? So that's the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon. So now we understand. You see, when he says like this, the Rav Lezer he don't have a misire. Can I say? So here he explained the din of misire from Teichay according to all Tanakh. That is not only in the machlekes. So there we mention the time that is not only, that is not controversial. What, which gzeira is not controversial? That's a gzeira dilme oselemis mechalaya without any gzeira. That's not a controversial gzeira. Everybody agrees to that. But when he explains, so then he says, gleima atarikam vishitos rav leza koyim, umidrabon etasle. But when they explain the Tanakhama Shite, that even Bashem is Mubokim, it's possible. There we cannot base it upon the Choshe, Dilme Osel Mismach Alayi without any Mesire. He has to base it upon the Choshe of Dilme Osel Mismach, Bifnei the Mesire. Bifnei the Mesire. The Osel of Shinu Meima, Im Shin is Mubokim, the Bichovime. Now, in explaining Rav Shimon, so again he reverts back to the Tam of Dilma Osel Mismachalai without any Mesire. But in explaining the Tanakame, and the Kame's Din, that Tim Bashim is Mivokim, it's possible. He cannot base it upon the Gzeire, of Dilma Osel Mismachalai without any Mesire. Because if there is only that one Zere, then by Shemes Mivokim, that Zere is not Chayach. So he explains it on the basis. I think that's the plain pshat in Rashi. Now, so Mimele, if so, so we can deduce a certain halacha. Now, what does Rashi say? Rashi says like this. Hoche Gassin. Elik katoni mil selesa bigdushin. Now,
kam der rabonen baal mi bin dir mo se baal mau posle wenn du kusi name ni kosche mit duschen der heidar schre mi git name tag mit kam ja get khis mit zeu ze maschin ki mich stoch wie a khois name das ist hey khadi ki mi sir israel so rashi says that the psu of a khois so where they are der sime goy in the Nisir Yisroel, so by Shtar Gdushin, it's kosher even with Rabbanon. By Get and by Shtar Shicho, it's possible with Rabbanon. Because of Mizim Tech, but by Shtar Gdushin, it's kosher. Why? So, we could see how many kosher Gdushin. Die the Achshar begit, nine times can come on, did I get a chis mizeb leze, Mashen Kim Shosh Doris, Vacho Yisnam leze Gdushin, Eich Adi Iki, the Nisir Yisroel, the Beget Shih, Beget Vishicho, the Gazrinon, the Gazre, the Muslim Mismachalai, Matzchon, the Tachine, Abu Gdushin, Kim Mid Reis, the Mikodeshes, Mishim Mid Nisir, Yam Vatim Mikodeshes, Shares, Shishi Israel, all right, of course, Chachomim will, it's inconceivable, Chachomim should be Misake, that even though Mid Reis, she is Mikodeshes, that but mit Rabbonon she should be muteres lahm. Of course, I mean that is not illa das, that's inconceivable. But why couldn't the Chachomim be misakein that lechumre she should not be considered mikdashes? Ligabe the case when another person give a kedushin that she should require a get from the other person. So Tesis raises that question. So Tesis says because that it's not shriach that she should be mikabel mikdushin macher. Kim she svol is mikdashes. But we see that the Chachomim did not apply a psul even lechum. In case of Ishtar Gdushin, that he signed, let's say, by Goy, and Nimzavni, the Sira Yisrael, so even with Rabbonon, she is Mekudeshes. And she doesn't require new Gdushin. Why couldn't the Chachomim say, true, she's Asur al-Alme, Midraiza, she's an Ishishish, but in order that the Mekadesh should be allowed to live with her, he has to make new Gdushin. He has to be Mekadesh again. Because mit Rabbonon it's possible. So he says, so Rashi explains it, that there is no purpose in being misakin that. Because in regard to get, there is a purpose in order to prevent a mirsh. But here, by Gdushin, there is no purpose. But from the point of view of the town of Tesvez Davdalet, that there is Aval Pishadov Remes, a lasis game. So that's based upon the Gemara in Shwes, Daflam Edalet. Minayim lidei abechaveire, Shul Gazlen, Shoso litztarif ime vilohoyit, Afal pishei desemes, Shenem adva shekati yochok. So here too, that's it. In other words, if the Shtar Gdushin has, Eidech sime psulim goyim, but it's nimsav neidim sir Yisrael, so we should puzzle it because of Echshoshe, maybe the woman will produce the Shtar Gdushin in Bezdin. And Bezdin will give her a psak. You're allowed to live with that husband. You have a Shtar Gdushin, you are legally married to him. And then, even though the Dovor is emes, but in Lazar's case, so we could say that this aloche of Minayim Lidea Bechaveira Yishuhu Gazle, שאוסו מצטרף אימי, ולהוי איתן אסמס, is deduced from the posik of Mashekati Yochok, applies only when, as a result of the Hagode, Bezdin will be made Tzimome. Even though it is Hidin, because Bezdin will be made Tzimome, that is due to that claimant, but still, a last game. Or, let's say, if Anisha will produce a get that has a Nechzim Epsul, but it happened to be Nimsab of Neidim Sira Yikshere. So then, Elas escaped, because Bezdin will be given Psag Din Leheta, Mashainke and Venisha produces Ishtar Gdushin, that's a Nechzim Epsul. And the truth is, Klap Ishmael is Galye, that it had in Misira, that she is Mikodesh's name. And Bezdin will pass Lisa, you are Asur Lechol Alme, since as a result of that Agode, which is Emes, but the possible Agode. So there will be Psak Bezdin Lechumre, so the Mele, that is of Nashek Atiyochok doesn't apply. The is of Nashek Atiyochok only applies when there will be Psak Din Lekule, or there will be Tzuas Momen, but where the Psak Din will be Lechumre, and it will be Kedin, it will be Emes, because she is Mekodesh, it's Vapishma Yitzgalye, then there is no Is. We could say that.
But according to Rashi, we don't have to say that. We can say that when does Rashi say the Shtar Dushi, Mizuyah Mitech is kosher, only when the Chsime are Shemis Mevoki. So Memele, the Xenere of Dil Meosel Mismachalai, without any Mesire, that in Lassis came, is not Shaya. Because Bezdin will never make such a mistake if he changes Mevoki. But Tanakame says that it's possible by getting Meshtar Shlicho because of another Xenere. Dil Meosel Mismachalai, the Meisre Bifneye. So Memele, that will not involve any Isa. So by get, if Dilma Osel and Ismechalaye, Uli Meisre Bifneyem will constitute a terrific Mirchel. Terrific Mirchel, so will be Matia and Ishishish Laalme as a result. But even if that will happen, so no Mirchel will happen. What will happen? I mean, so people think that this woman, if they will be used as a Nimisira of Ishtar Dushi, so Mele, people think that this woman is asur al kol alme, and the truth is that they're not asur. So Mele, the Tanakame was not his. But in Echaname, if let's say the Shtar Kedushi has Shem Sheino Mevoki, so then there is the Choshe of Dilmed, maybe Bezdin will rely on it. So it's based upon the Isa of Vashek Atilcho. So then that will apply in the Mishnah. All right. Now, next mission. Kol get sheyeshal oveid kusi post. Now the kusim or the shemholonim that Sancheiret brought over from other lands and settled them in Eretz Yisrael, and then in order to spare themselves of the attack by the Ahoyes, so they omigaya themselves, and the pasuk says in Melachim Es Hashem hoyu yireim veselehem hoyu evdim. So there is a machlekes tanoim as to whether kusim gireme say or kusim girahoye say. Now we passed that kusim gireme say. So they are Jews, but they are Jews who have their own ideas and their own minhagim. Certain things they do observe, certain things on the Torah they don't observe. So mele. And prior to the time of Ravam and Ravase, so they are considered as Jews, as Israeli Murim, but they are chutzim on certain things because they are not so yobim mitzvahs, and they are ignorant. So, even Eid Kusi was, and this Mishnah is reference to the time prior to the Takone by Ravam and Ravase, because after the Takone, so they have a din of Goyim. But prior to the Takone of Ravam and Ravase, so the loch is kogichi shovet kusi post because he's tichshi de ayin sheker. Rashi says chutz migdin oshim shechavodim. So the Gemara explains it because there is a special takones chachomim by the tishin shdar shichu that they know idem chis mi melazeh bifnei ze. Now which kusi is choshut is posleides is choshut stam kusi. But there are certain exceptions, certain kusim chaverim who were zoyon mitzvahs and who didn't lie. I mean, they were fine people. There were certain kusim that were not choshut to be mishakeh chas v'shalom. So memele, since by get ishom b'shtar shichu there is aloche eino yidem chayis milozeh b'fnizeh. So if on a certain get was signed, one the kusim. And the other way that he signed is the Yisroel Gomor. Now the Yisroel Gomor obviously signed it in the presence of the Kusi. How would these be signed together with the Kusi if he knew that that Kusi is a Kusi Amoritz? Wouldn't be allowed. So if he knew that it is a Kusi Amoritz, he wouldn't be allowed to sign. It would involve that Isa. Minayim leyachot sheyidea bechaveire shehu gazlen sheoso mitztaref imei v'lo yigal emes shenemet vashekat ilcho. So the Yisroel Gomor, who is the co-signer, the co-signatory, so he obviously knew that the second aid is a kusi. So and still he signed together with the kusi. So he probably, he certainly made sure that the co-signatory, the kusi, is not an ordinary kusi who is posleides, but is a kusi chomer who is kosher leides. So mele, there is no chash mashenki badash tores. So we have no such biru that the kusi is a kusi chomer. Maybe the kusi is a kusi amoretz. So then you ask, how come that his soul gomo signed together with him? He didn't even know that the co-signatory would be kusi. He thought he signed it first by himself, and he didn't know who the co-signatory was. Didn't occur to his mind that the kusi would be the second say. Right. This is the pshat. My say, she view if the Rabbi Gamliel it varamus av senoye getisho voyed of the kusi mirsh. It kusi posh mochina li shekia. Chutz mi gnoshim posh mi gmoa it varav senoye. Mane masnis. לא יתנה כאן ולך בלזר רב שמרם לי על יתניה מה זה סקוסי מטרס ועוד אם יצא בו יחבוסי בפסח רב לזר יצא על נפשים פקים בידיק למצווס רב שמרם לי על אימא כל מיצה שרצי כמו קוסי מה מדל בו יצא מישראל מה יתנה כאן so anything that is written explicitly in the Torah like latze so the kusi manat choshu so they are midagdik any mitzvah that is explicitly spelled out in the Torah like the mitzvah of Be'er of Tichel Matzis. You don't have to resort to any Kabbalah. So, mainly the Kusim are midagdikin. So, now Shtores is written. Shtores are written, the Torah. So, mainly Shtores, I mean, get is written, I mean, but other Shtores are written in Yomir. Or, Itanikame, Afri Shor Shtores Nam, Irebleser, Afri Getishe Nameloi, wir hab schon gar mehr ideal sie gab nur schon stores nam so according to the kame so as long as it's written in tosh bechsav so mele the kusim anat khosh so on stores der anat khosh ni shak and according to reblezer so they are khosh on anything even though it's hozak because they are very ignorant. And the codings, so even get t-shirt should be possible. Here Shim Gamliel, so either the Kafri Shoshtar's name, it will out of the Shaman. We get him Shim Gamliel, with the Arzi Bob, the Arzi Yoh, Yoh, and Mayor Yahad of the train name, Alome Omar Blazer, Yashiro Boy, and Idech of Kusibu. So the Gemara says, Lay Lomar Blazer. So then the Kashi is, so why is it kosher by get t-shirt, Mr. Shiho? According to the Blazer, they are kosher than everything. Out of ignorance, they are choshed on everything. If you gain the choshed in Israel, so, he loved the choshed chomer, ave, lo imachtim lo imikame, so yohoche, afil shosh tores. Elo, so why do you say, by shosh tores, by shosh tores not, even if choshed in Israel, so, because many times it might happen that the person who signs first in point of time, so he puts his name at the bottom of the page, out of anivis, because he thinks maybe an older person, a more senior person, will be the other aid, so it's not respectful that the more senior person should sign beneath the junior person. So out of courtesy, so the one who signs first in point of time might put his signature at the end and leave space for one who is possibly older. So why is it good by Gedisho? My time, now let's see the Rashi. Matzah skutzi b'teres, b'pesach la'achilem, l'chashim shem yechmitzo, v'yodom yeitzi v'chavosi b'pesach. So two things that Tanakama says. Number one, that you can eat the matzah of the kusi, all of Pesach. Now all of Pesach, all that we are interested in is, it's not chometz, whether it was nishtameya, l'shem matzah mitzvah or not, is not important. But according to the Kame, not only can it be eaten all of Pesach, it can be eaten the first night of Pesach too, because we can take it for granted that not only was it not mischametz, that it was even mixed and baked l'shem atzis mitzvah as well, because kusim are particular about that. What the mitzvah was in Pesach, mishum chilas la'lo lish shulchay lechol matzah mishtameres ki dechsim be'erev tichol matzis va'afu yadim kod lo yechmitzo lo yinofik bo elim kinon kod lo shimu lishim chilas matzis dechsim ushvartem es matzis v'kusim kinei shetzrichem lishtamei lishmo v'es lishimu, because the Torah says explicitly ushvartem es matzis. So even the kusim who didn't believe in the Torah shebal peh, but that they won't be covered. Reb Lezer Eiser, av v'achil lekom misa Pesach דיחשדינו לשם המחמיא מחמצים. כל מיצו שיחזיק בו, ואחר שופט מפורש, דוס רב שימו להסיף את הרקמה, אף מיצו שימידים הסייפים, ונקסו בבתיהו, אם הרזיקו בו, יסמכים עליי. Now, so when Rashi uses here the Rosh Midi Vesey Frame, it doesn't have the same connotation that the Vesey Frame usually has. Usually the Vesey Frame has the connotation something that is Midrabon, like the Chanukah, something like that. Here, it doesn't mean dafke something that's mirabonon. It can be even midraise. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Chum has reference to the dinim of shchitin. Now that's certainly midraise, but it's a lochel mish b'sinai. They are not explicitly written in the Torah. Not that they have no basis in the Torah at all. There is a pasuk of Zavachta. But they are not explicitly spelled out in Torah Shebechzav. They're not explicitly, it's all based upon Aloch HaMesh B'Sinai. Upon Aloch HaMesh B'Sinai. So he calls it Divrei Sefer. In other words, it's like Rashi's, the Rambam Shite, that he calls Divrei Sefer everything that is deduced from through the Midrash HaTeir and Rashi's Ben. So here Rashi uses Divrei Sefer in the same sense. So it's not the usual connotation of Divrei Sefer. So Hakol Shocht before Joseph Rav Shmuel Sivat Anekam Af Mitzvah Shemidim Seifrim Aksud Bateiro Imer Zikubo Samchim Nalaya. Now there is a slight deal in that Rashi. That the Gemara spells out in Chum that according to Rav Shimon, so a mitzvah that they are Zikubo, even though it's not explicitly written in the Torah, so the Kusim can be relied. But according to Tanakame, if it's not explicitly written in the Torah, Kusim cannot be relied upon. Now the question is, how about the converse? Suppose there is a certain mitzvah that is written explicitly in the Torah, but it's lo yuzuku. Now when we say lo yuzuku, it doesn't mean lo yuzuku that we know that they violate it. And of course they cannot be trusted by anybody, even according to Tanakame. So, but according to the Kameh, if a certain mitzvah is explicitly written in the Torah, so then we rely upon Kusim without finding out any statistics as to the question as to whether the Kusim observe it or not. That's called Lo Yuzuku. Lo Yuzuku means stam, that we have no information, we have no evidence as to the observance of that mitzvah by the Kusim. So, the question is this. One thing the Gemara says explicitly, that Huziku v'loi k'sive, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so they are trustworthy in Huziku v'loi k'sive. According to Nekame, they're not to be relied upon. The question is, how about k'sive v'loi k'sive? So according to Nekame, they are certainly reliable. How about Rav Shimon? So there are two lishenis in the Ramban, and you'll see Tesis discusses that here. Two lishenis in the Ramban Ichum, two lishenis in the Ramban Ichum Dabdalet. So how is it mashma? So there is one lashon. The first lashon in the Ramban is that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so either one is enough to make the kusim trustworthy. Huziku v'lo yiksive, or ksive v'lo yuziku. According to the second lashon Ramban Echum, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, only huziku is sufficient to make the kusim trustworthy, even though it's lo yiksive. But ksive and lo yuziku does not make the kusim trustworthy, reliable. Now it's mashma, so there are two lashons. Now, this shita is that it is off in the Gemara. Whether, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksiven v'lo yihuziku makes the kusim rely. But from how is it mashma from Lashes Loshen? Rashi says he as follows. Kol mitzvah she'el zikbo, uvehakol shochtim miforesh, deosa Rav Shimon lo yisife, atanekame, af mitzvah she'im yisifri. Ve'inu ksuv b'teiro, imer zikbo samchin alai. So the Loshen of Rashi is, deosa Rav Shimon lo yisife, atanekame, to add atanekame. In other words, whatever the Tanekame says, Rav Shimon also agrees. Likule, what does the Tanekame say? Likule, that ksive v'le'al zikbo, is reliable, so kusim are reliable. And since Rashi says that Rav Shimon is meisiv atanekame, so that implies that according to Rav Shimon, two things make the kusim reliable. Either ksive v'le'arzikebo, so that's according to everybody, tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and then he's more meikel, that even arzikebo lo ksive is also reliable. Whereas according to tanekame, only ksive v'le'arzikebo makes them reliable. But arzikebo lo ksive not. That's how it's much like the first question in Ramban. Like the first question in Ramban. Because Rashi knew the Roshan, the Ose, Reb Shimon lo yisifem. All right. Then he says, Afu shosh doris name, do holich shide, I di arzi bilches gitmi shtores, uchim da arzi boho bikitmi shichuch, un da arzi boho bishosh doris. Yochem ayo yedu achshem yigit, lachat kusik, et kusik,